We have a question from California on the telephone. Go ahead.
I'd like to know, as children, how we can help you achieve your goals you have set.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Paid for the note.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can, as a student, you can write to your congressman and to your two senators and ask them to support the program that I've talked about today. You can try to get your fellow classmates in your schools, your teachers, and others to get in touch with the people in Congress and ask them to vote for this program. And then at home, in your communities, if we pass the program, you can try to make sure that we do it right, that we actually spend some of this money, for example, to recover houses for homeless people, or that we put more young people to work in the summertime, that we do these things. But the first thing we got to do is pass the program. So I would ask you, starting Monday, try to get your classmates to write your member of Congress and your senators and ask them to vote for the program.
On the other hand, they could also write you in the White House and tell you that they think you're wrong so far.
Sure they could. If you think I'm wrong, write me and tell me that.
Now, a couple of kids who aren't here today but asked me before, which is, I think, on these kids' mind, are you going to keep your promises?
I'm sure doing my best. The most important thing I can do, I think, is to try to give these young people a future by creating these jobs and dealing with their educational issues and try to do all the things that I talked about in the campaign. Sometimes circumstances change and you can't do everything you want. I'm not investing as much money as I wanted to in jobs, and I'm raising a little more than I wanted to in taxes because the deficit of our country is bigger than I thought it was. But in general, I'm right on track to try to do what I wanted to do when I ran for president.
Kathy.
Well, I would like to know, what are you going to do to help endangered species?
Well, we were talking about that before. You know, in the spotted owl, there is a law which requires us to protect endangered species. And I support the law. I don't want to see it repealed, but I want to see it administered in a way that doesn't throw large numbers of Americans out of work. And I think most people feel that way. They feel we ought to have an Endangered Species Act, but there ought to be a procedure to try to have a balance between preserving those species and not hurting families too much. But I support the Endangered Species Act.
Another telephone call.
Yeah.
Do you feel uneasy about Mrs. Clinton taking such an active role in the government? Because if something goes wrong, both of you would be blamed.
No, I don't feel uneasy about it at all. I think it's a good thing. She is a very able person. This is the first time since we've been married that she hasn't had a full-time job in addition to everything else. And she's got a lot of time, and she wants to be part of my administration. And she's the most talented person that I've ever worked with on a lot of the issues that I care about, and I think she'll be great on this health care thing. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to be blamed anyway.
Adrian.
Mr. President, I'm here today as a Lumbee Indian of North Carolina, yet under the law I'm not an Indian. What are you going to do to resolve this problem?
Well, why is that? I don't understand it. You mean you're not a recognized Native American under the law?
Exactly.
Why?
Because the rules and regulations say that if a tribe is not recognized, you're not an Indian.
And why is your tribe not recognized?
They're still trying to prove that we are Indian with the Department of Interior and the BIA process.
Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Yes.
Yes.
You've asked me a question I don't know the answer to. But I'll tell you what I'll do. If you make sure, I guess Peter's got your address, I will put somebody to work on it the first of the week. I'll try to figure out if there is anything we can do. I wish I could answer your question, but I didn't know that there were Native American tribes that hadn't been formally recognized.
Yes, there's lots.
Nor did I. We'll find out for you. And right next to you,
Thank
Isaac.
Thank you very much.
President Clinton, what are you going to do about furloughs?
About what?
Furloughs.
You mean from prisons?
No, I mean from teachers getting out of
work. Oh, you mean teachers being laid off?
Yeah.
Well, where do you live?
I live Washington.
In Washington. This is a problem around the country because a lot of state and local governments haven't had enough money to fund their school budgets. I think you asked me about that too earlier. There's nothing I can do about it directly because the United States government, the president and the Congress, don't hire teachers. They're all hired at local school district level. But what I have, there are two things that I can do to help indirectly. One is to try to get the economy going again, because if people are working, they'll be paying taxes and the school districts will have more money. That's the most important thing I could do. The second thing is to try to have the national government help our schools a little more than they have for the last 12 years. And the budget that I gave to the Congress does ask us to put more money into education. And that should help some of the school districts around the country. The most important thing I can do is give them a healthy economy, because most of the money to run the school district comes from the local level. It doesn't come here to Washington. George?
I was just wondering, how can you help the families where there's a mom and she's taking care of a kid or kids and the father isn't willing or isn't able to pay child support?
And you have about 30 seconds, Mr. President.
If he's not willing, we can have much tougher child support enforcement. I feel very strongly about it, and I've got a good program to strengthen it. Not able, and the mother is working and taking care of the kids, I think the tax system should actually give the mother money back if necessary. I think any parent that's working 40 hours a week with children in the home should not live in poverty. I think we should change the tax system so that people who work with children should be lifted out of poverty.
That's a good question, Jordan. In fact, you know where you can watch for something? That's during the confirmation hearings for your new attorney general.
That's right.
Because she has quite a reputation in Florida on that particular subject. We could go on. You've been very gracious to say the extra half hour. Did you enjoy yourselves this morning? Was he good?
I loved it.
Yeah, he was okay? Satisfied with all the answers?
No. I wasn't satisfied with all the answers. Thank you.
Well, Mr. President, you know as well as I do, it's a rare treat for any of us to be able to come in here and see you. Thank you very much for having us. Thank you all.
You're terrific. Our country's in good hands with all of you. I feel good about our future just listening to you.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you very much, and goodbye from the East Room at the White House.
Thank you.